Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 24th chapter of Joshua. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Most of us have times when we get confused. When I see Hawaii has an interstate road system, I get confused. I get confused when I think there is such a thing as a jumbo shrimp and a small crowd. I get confused to hear someone is pretty ugly and I see braille dots on the outside of the bank's drive-up ATM. Maybe you can think of things which confuse you too. Recently, I was confused by an announcement made by the Girl Scouts of America, a U.S. of A organization which exists for our girls who want to be part of the Scouts program. That I could understand. I got confused when the Scouts said they're accepting boys who identify as girls. Andrea Archibald, the Scouts spokesperson, didn't help when she said, "The Girl Scouts exists to serve all girls, no matter what they look like or their biological gender." You can see how I was confused. I thought biological gender decided if we were boys or girls. I'm glad after my children were born and I asked the doctor, "Is it a boy or a girl?" He didn't say, "How should I know? You'll just have to wait to find out." Now, this devotion is not about young people who have a gender identification problem. This devotion is about the fact that a very large organization in our country, an organization which was designed to shape the minds and the outlook of young girls, feels it has an obligation to redefine girlness. Assuming that obligation will be reflected in all they do, I think I would have a difficult time joining that group. If I were a girl, which I'm not, I think. You see why the Girl Scouts of America have confused me? There is no such confusion in Scripture. The Lord made male and female. To each he gave unique biological and spiritual duties and responsibilities. History has shown the closer people live to God's plan, the happier and more fulfilled they will ultimately be. Similarly, the further they wander from God's plans, the more incomplete and lost they will be. That's simple to understand. But God's plans are almost always simple. For example, if you wish to be saved, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. Do you wish to glorify the Lord whose Son was sacrificed for your forgiveness? Then love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's simple. God calls us from what we once were to be recycled and saved. For any other good they might do in this, the Girl Scouts are encouraging children to stay right where they are, wherever that might be at the moment. Which is why I'll say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We pray. Dear Lord, the world has become a very confusing place. If it's confusing for experienced Christians, what must it be for the young? Grant that we may teach them, no matter what the world may say, to follow you and your blood-bought plan of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.